Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to take because I am a thief. Cause every good
praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Ray, Reverend Ray at that, and we are broadcasting today. This is a live, supposed to be a live broadcast, but like we're having some broadcasting issues. So we are going ahead and record this session anyway, so you might not hear anything in the beginning. We do apologize for this. But today's broadcast is The Bread of Life. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. And today we're going to be talking about obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Before we get started, before we get into anything else, we want to go ahead and let you know that His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, amen, is the first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life, amen, is the first and the third Sundays, amen, at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, amen, is every the first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. In fact, there's a broadcast on tomorrow with Apostle Shirley Jones, okay? The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed and Reverend Curtis Austin and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m., amen, on Saturdays, okay? Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwing is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m., amen. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, the Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m., okay? Our three Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Elson. Amen. These brothers are awesome. Every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is, dollar number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry with Reverend Ray and Pastor Maggie. Wilson is every third Friday at 7 p.m. Please check out our Facebook page and our social media sites and websites and Facebook, all those things to find out a little bit more about what we got going on. We are trying to put together a new broadcast started in August. We're excited about this new broadcast. New details should be coming up shortly. Amen. God bless you and thank you. Amen. Man, with that being said, let's go ahead and open up in the word of prayer. Again, if you're listening to the broadcast and you're not hearing anything, there may be some sound issues going on within Blog Talk. I'm not sure why, but it is. I definitely got to give them a call on tomorrow and find out what's up, what's happening and everything. So just continue to bear with us with that as we get that worked out. Now, today we want to go ahead and get into prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you for another day, God. We give this broadcast to you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you, Holy Spirit, will have your way, God. You will come into the midst, Lord Jesus, and allow only those words to be spoken, God. We want to be obedient to your will and to your way, Lord Jesus. We don't want to do anything contrary to your will and to your way, because we know that obedience is truly better than sacrifice, God. So we give this broadcast to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, and these things we forever give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, y'all, we may be having some technical difficulties for those that are listening to the broadcast. And what we're going to do is we're going to upload. We are still recording on my system anyway, on my laptop here. So we're going to upload this and do some editing. And hopefully that should be more than enough. We'll do that all today. Amen. But we're not going to let the enemy stop us from what God has given us to do. Amen. These are the times right now, that in the times and the season that we're living in, that we must be obedient to the things of God. We must go forth in the things of God. Okay? We cannot hold back. We must find a way around the enemy's camp or go through it and in prayer and then truly in fasting. We believe and we trust God. We know the mandate that God has given us. Amen. So that's not for the broadcast and those that are listening and our different hosts, but that's for all of us to push through these things and understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. If God said do it, we have to go through it. If God says go forth, we got to go forth. Amen. So what I'm doing right now, and like I said, I know that I'm recording on my online system, but there may be some issues with the Blog Talk Radio. But what I want to do right now, I want to go and to the main scripture that I was looking at about wherein the obedience and sacrifice words was really truly used. Amen. And that was coming from, but I'm going to read ahead just a little bit. Amen. Because I want to go make sure I go to the right part, spot. Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can go and see. Okay. Amen. Okay. Let's go ahead and start. Okay. I think we can believe. We're going to start a little earlier up in the chapter. This is coming from 1 Samuel, around the 15th chapter. Amen. And in fact, we're going to start at the first verse. Let's start at the first verse because we want to paint the story. Amen. And it says that Samuel also, so this is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. It says, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to thee to be king over Israel, over his people, and over his people. Over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. That's what's right here. Hearken, Samuel, unto the voice of the words. And you know, sometimes that God give us instructions to put us in position of leadership but there's instructions that comes in leadership, specific things that a way that we have to do it and everything. And we got to follow the instruction, the vision, the plan that God has laid out unto us. Verse 2 says that, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which the Amalekite did to Israel, how he laid waste for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go ahead and smite the Amalek, and utterly destroy all them that have, and spare them not, but slay both men, women, infant, suckling ox, sheep, camel, and ass. In other words, God is saying destroy everything. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in the Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. So he had enough soldiers to take care of the task. And Saul came to the city of the Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, and get you down from the Amalekites, unless I destroy you with them. And for he showed them kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from the Havilah until thou comest to the shore that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But, now this is where the but come in right here. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. Now, you and I both know here that that wasn't just the instruction that God had given them. God had told them to destroy everything. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel. It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and have not performed my commandments. Okay. And it is grieved, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Keilah, and behold, he set up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Blessed be thou the Lord. I'm not in Saul's head, but he appeared to believe that he did what God said do, you know. But he seemed to be missing the part that God said destroy everything, okay? Obedience, y'all, following the instructions. And 15:14 says, and Samuel said, what meant then this bleating of the sheep that's in my ear and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. In other words, they did a halfway thing, okay? They didn't follow through, you know, line upon line and precept upon precept. They didn't follow through. Okay. Then Samuel says, when thou wast little in thy own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king of Israel. Samuel began to remind Saul where he came from. You know, he began to tell him, like, man, when you didn't think of yourself or anything, God made you king. And then verse 18 says, and Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? Why? Because he didn't obey the voice of God. God said, destroy everything, you know. God said, destroy everything, you know. And I can imagine Saul thinking and feeling like that this should have been okay because he decided to save the best of everything that the enemies had to sacrifice it to God. He was probably thinking on it, and no doubt the people probably was encouraging to look, man, don't ain't nothing wrong with that sheep. Look, that sheep ain't got no blemishes or anything in there. We can sacrifice that to God. God would be happy with that. Okay, verse 20 says, and Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and utterly destroy the Amalekites, you know. So he's telling like a half truth, and it still looks like not just to Samuel, but sometimes, y'all, I wonder, do we really get it all and everything? You know, we don't really truly understand the fullness of the things that we do. Then they say, Larry, this is not the type of message that's going to make you jump up and down or anything like that. But this is the kind of message that make you think, am I being obedient to the things that God has ordained or commanded us to do? I'll be following the instructions line upon line and precept upon precept that God has given us to do. You know, I'll be adding our own flavor to it, and I'll be taking some things away from it because we feel like that it may not be needed. But the verse 21, 1 Samuel 15 to 21 says, but the people took of the spoil and the sheep and the oxen and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Now he's using the word the second time he did the Lord thy God to Samuel and everything. So he said but the people took of the spoil, the sheep and the oxen of the sheep of the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Wait a minute. But dude, you are in leadership. You are king and everything. And once you make a commandment of something, it needs to be, it has to be, it should be followed to the letter. Okay. But the first thing he did is he blamed it on the people. He gave in to the people. Okay. He gave in to the people. And this is the verses that we're going to focus on. This is coming to, again, 1 Samuel 15, verses 22. And it says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" He asked the question, you know, do you think that God has delight in the burnt offerings? I don't care how good the burnt offerings are or the sacrifices. And instead of obeying his voice, what do you think? You know, it is, he said, then Samuel said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams." I mean, when you really think about that, look at it for what God is saying, for the obedience is better than sacrifice. But that's true to everyday living, you know. You know, no matter, you might be somebody, even in your job, you're sacrificing your time and going to work extra and everything like that, and working off the clock. And, you know, some of us do things like that and giving that extra measure, you know, thing, and all those different things. But the instructions may have been different for you to do something specific in order, and you decided to cut corners in order to save in a different way, to give a bigger bonus or whatever the case might be. So here and everything, I just want to let you know that even here, you know, and even in a real term or real life situations, our boss might not be too happy with us if the instructions, if the procedures or policies were not followed. Okay, would not follow. If there was corners that was cut, if we did something outside of the orders that was given, he would not be too happy, even though it may be an opportunity to make more money, and or to might have been a better way to look at it, or there was better things to be presented. It was still not done in fairness. Look, the thing is that we have to also keep in mind that there are the laws and obligations that have to be concern. It has to be going through. Amen. Let me go ahead and read just a little bit further. This is, again, verse 23. It says, Samuel speaking, says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." He said, "Thou hast rejected the Lord, the word of the Lord." Why? Because he didn't follow line upon line all the instructions that God had given him to do. And we have to be very careful with that too, that even in the midst of them, we don't get weary in well-doing to the point that we begin to missteps of instructions that God has given us to do. We have to be very concerned about those things, to make sure that we're following, make sure that we're obeying the instructions that God has given us. There is a plan that has been made for us, that's been lined up for us, okay? There's nothing that needs to be added to it. There's nothing that needs to be taken away. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he completed it. He said, "It is finished." He said that it is finished, you know? He said, "It is finished." There was nothing else that needed to be done. You know, there was no more blood that needed to be shed and everything. There was nothing else needed to be done. All we had to do, the sacrifice had already been made. All we had to do is just obey the voice of God. All we had to do is obey and repent. All we had to do is give our life over to Jesus Christ. There was nothing else left to do. Okay, nothing else left for me to do. I want to read a couple more verses, and then we're going to move on. And 1 Samuel, it comes to looking at verse 24. It says, "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Yo, this is the reason why he did what he did. You know, we all have our reasons. It's not just Saul that did this. Amen. But all of us, at one point or another, was obedient to the way that the things that God had commanded us to do. You know, all of us, man, we ain't got no right to throw any bricks at Saul or nothing like that. All of us. He said, I trespassed and I sinned against the commandment of the Lord. And his reasons was that I feared the people and obeyed their voice. How many times could that take place in situation and leadership and pastors or people that are apostles or bishops? And in a high position. How many? I'm talking about the church. How many times that take place? That the people, the saints of God, that begin to influence the preachers to the point that the preacher changed the way his way of thinking. He changed it from the instructions that God has given him and everything. He changed. God said, I want you to go to the north and everything. And the people decide that, well, it's too rough over there and there's a lot of crime in the area and you want to build a church over there. No, we need to go to the south. And because he listened to the people, he goes south and God is really upset with him, you know. And I mean, God is really upset with him and stuff like that. So the thing is that we live in that time and everything that things are going on, you know. Obedience is much better than a sacrifice. And again, I want to tell those that are listening, amen. I'm going to see a few people in the studio that I do apologize. We are having some audio differences live, but we are recording in a way and we're going to upload what we're recording into the system. But I believe that it's not our issue, and I'm definitely going to have a talk with Blog Talk Radio on tomorrow to find out what's really truly going on. And I do apologize for the inconvenience and stuff like that. So we are live, and we are broadcasters there, amen, at the hour, because this hour, 7 o'clock, was already set aside. And this is a word that I believe that really needs to go. But we're going to figure this out, you know, so just continue to keep us in prayer, amen. And that God may direct us of how to go from there. Amen. So let's continue on. Okay. Nancy, this is what Saul did. He said, now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sins and turn again with me that I might worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. I can't do anything for you. Rejected the word of the Lord. And the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. He said, I can't help you. There's nothing I can do, nothing I can say that will make a difference. Nothing I can do for you. Nothing. God has rejected you. All because you didn't obey the command of the Lord. All because you didn't understand that obedience is much better than sacrifice. There, one of the other things that I looked at, okay, some of the other chapters, and I looked at quite a few things dealing with either of the word obey and obedience. And the word obey appears like over 69 times in the Bible. Obedience is very important to God. You know, it was so much more important, even in the beginning of days. You know, even when God made man, and some of the first instructions that he told Adam, he said, Adam, don't eat of the tree of good and evil. Don't do that and everything, unless you would die and everything. You know, let me back up. He didn't say you were that. That's the Satan said that and everything. Let me just go back. So we might eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said. Let me just back up because I want to make sure I'm quoting this correctly. So just bear with me for 1 second. All right. My little trusted computer, there's one thing that is working. All right. All right. Let me see here. Pride chapter. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So let me just see here. Yeah, there it is. It actually says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "But and the Lord commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil," so I was right, "thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." He said, in the day that thou eat of it, thou shalt surely die. Now let's go back to chapter 3, because I'm going to tell you about this word obedience, man. I'm telling you, this is something else. Okay. And this is the beginning of the fall of man. Okay. This is the beginning of the fall of man. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 3, 1, we're going to skip through and get through some of this. Amen. But it says, now the serpent was more subtile than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, thou hath God said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said, the serpent, we might eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now, God ain't said nothing about not touching it. He said, and he said nothing about that last year. He said, you should surely die. And verse 4 said that, and the serpent said unto the woman, you should not surely die. First lie being told, okay? First lie being told right there. And God doth, for God doth nothing in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes should be open, and you should be as gods, knowing good and evil. You know? Now, then he told here, he told what is called a half-truth. A half-truth is being told, okay? So he's not telling all of it, and no doubt, because the serpent, which is the devil, you know the will of God. He was the first one to be disobedient to the things of God. That's why he fell from heaven, you know? This obedience to God is so important in our life, you know? We can go to do the sacrifice thing, friendship things of going to church every day and, you know, singing in the choir, you know, the sacrifice of praise and prayer and all those kind of stuff, but still be disobedient to the things of God. Amen. And this is what it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She's quoting what she just heard. To make one wise. She took other fruit thereof and did eat it and gave also to her with her husband. Gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat. Now, I always say that where was Adam? And then this is answered a lot of questions. The scripture said that the husband Adam was with her. So did Adam see exactly? Was he paying attention to what was going on? Because he knew what the instruction that God had given him. Disobedience. His disobedience right there caused the fall of man. It caused the fall, man. It caused us to fall. It caused a man to fall, you know. It did right there. Disobedience. And stuff, disobedience, you know, and I mean, and that just blows our mindset, you know. In Romans chapter 5, verse 19, it says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So that even in the disobedience of what Adam did, you know, the righteousness of Jesus Christ has made us, the righteousness of Christ has made us righteous unto God. You know, the righteousness of Christ has made us righteous just because of that. So we're no longer under the curse of the law, y'all. You know, but there's still some things that we have to continue to obey the word of God. We have to obey the instructions that God gives us when he gives us a mandate, whether it's to start a business, write a book, whatever. You know, we have to follow what God says, you know. But even in that, he's willing to forgive us. But going back to what Samuel told Saul, it's like, look, disobedience, man, that's not a good place to be in. He said, obeying the voice of the Lord, he said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and then the hawking and the fat of the rams. He said, for rebellion, which is disobedience, is that the sin of witchcraft. He called it witchcraft. You know, if anything as the witchcraft according to the Old Testament, they destroyed it, they killed it, they burnt it to man, it was no more. And he said, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. So any kind of thing that go contrary that we do that's contrary to the will of God. You know, it's more like on a scale of witchcraft, adultery, iniquity and sin. It's sin. You know. But thank be to God, because we're living in a period of grace right now, that we can go to the Father through Jesus Christ and say, Abba, Father, Lord, forgive us. You know, Lord, forgive us. The worst thing you'll do is continue in something in that disobedient state and not repent and everything. Because Saul didn't have a way to repent. He was completely rejected by God. But because of Jesus Christ, we can come back into the Father, man. We can do that, you know. We can come into the Lord and everything. And let me read a couple more scriptures. I wanted to look at it. I was looking at Exodus earlier and everything. Let me see what we was reading that. Yeah. And this is coming out of Exodus chapter 19, verses 3. And this is what it says. And Moses went up unto God, called him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall thou say to the house of Israel, and tell the children of Israel. I read that completely wrong. Let me read it again. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. He said, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. He said, If you will obey my voice. God wants us to obey him. You know, he called us in the scripture. He said, you are considering me my peculiar treasure. He said, you are a kingdom of peace, a peace. And that applies even for us today to those that are considered to be Gentiles, because we have been grafted into the tree. We have been grafted into the Jews and everything. We are Jews. We might not feel like a Jew, might not do all the things that the Jews are, but we are considered to be Jews. You know, we are considered to be Jews because we are grafted. We are brothers and sisters, and after because we are better than them because they were first. But God opened up the whole world through Jesus Christ, you know, that we might be saved, you know, that we believe on him, we might be saved. Obedience is so important within the body of Christ. Obedience is all so important in everything that we do in life. You know, there comes a time in our life that we gotta obey somebody, whether it's the law, you know, and stuff like that, or whether it is our job because we want to get paid. You know, even as youth, we gotta listen to somebody. You know, somebody's going to tell us, give us instructions. And sometimes those instructions, you know, it's for our good. Everything that God told Saul to do, amen, it was for his good. Everything that he gave the instructions, with the children of Israel, it was for their good. He won't try to destroy them or trick them or nothing like that. But Jesus Christ died on the cross, y'all, for our sins and everything like that. And sacrifice for us. It's for our good that we may live and not die. It's for our good. Everything is for our good. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Listen, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to go ahead and get this tape ready to upload and everything. I do want to thank you for your time and your patience. Please bear with us, y'all, as we figure out what's going on with the Blog Talk Radio as far as recording live. We are able to upload, but it looks like we're having problems with the mic system as far as people hearing us. So we're going to look at some different things and just pray for this ministry, you know, because I believe that this ministry has touched the lives of thousands and thousands all across the world. You know, you often hear me say that we got listeners all over the world, and we want to continue to be able to do that. You know, and we want to make sure we are set up with the equipment and the technology, amen, and even the hosting site that allows us to do just that. So pray for this ministry, every host in here on this ministry, and those even coming forth have a desire to please God, amen. Have a desire to please God, amen. So, y'all, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for today. For today is a brand new day. Lord Jesus, thank you for the words that be spoken. We pray that it'll bless somebody, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for the salvation of some God. We pray for the obedience of men and women, that we might seek after things of you, Lord Jesus. We know that obedience is better than sacrifice, God. We don't want to be like witchcraft, God. We don't want to be in iniquity, God. We don't want to do anything, God, that's contrary to your will. So, Lord Jesus, through your grace and your mercy, God, you're the one that have to cause us to do those things that's right. We know that we can't do it within ourselves, Lord Jesus. For every time we try, we fail. But we know that we can trust you. We know that we can try you. We know that we can believe you. So we will do just that, God. Thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, for those that are listening. You know their private prayers. They don't want us to know about it, except for you and them. We do continue to keep them in prayer. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless y'all, and we'll talk soon. God bless you. Amen.